For me, you know, my personal experience really mirrors the history of our state. Iowa is a place where we have so much pride in the fact that we desegregated schools before the federal government. That's Iowa. You know, the fair bears of our state prioritize having a school in every township, but they also prioritize paying for it. You know, recognizing that love is love with marriage equity, those are all things that Iowa has led the nation in. That's our heritage. That's the heritage of our state. And so for me, being someone who, you know, went to a small school where I got to play against schools like Green and Elkader and, you know, travel the state and make friends from every corner of the state, sometimes I did experience racism. But I also had coaches who were, right, young white men who didn't stand just beside me or behind me. They stepped out in front of me to confront that. That's Iowa. For me, that's something that gives me hope. It inspires me to continue to do this work because I know we're better than we've been. And I want us to get us to a point, again, in this state where politics is less of a primary function in our lives. We got to drop it back down the rung of the ladder a few places. It shouldn't be the thing that divides us. We have a lot of common struggles. There's something beautiful about being able to unite and overcome those challenges. In doing so, that collective work, it's no different than when we come together to bale hay on a farm when somebody gets ill, right? Or to help harvest. That is the same collective action that has moved Iowa forward for generations. That's the same energy that can help us be prosperous in the future for all people.